Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Sergio Ermotti returned as chief executive of UBS to manage its takeover of Credit Suisse. Mr. Ermotti led Switzerland's largest lender for 9 years before resigning in 2020. The Swiss national and current chairman of Swiss Re, a reinsurer, replaces Ralph Hamers, a Dutchman. The $3.25 billion tie-up concluded the bewildering fall of Credit Suisse, where depositors and counterparties abandoned the unprofitable bank over the course of a working week in March. Ukrainian missiles hit Russian-occupied parts of their country, destroying a rail depot and knocking out electricity in the southern city of Melitopol. The strikes come amid growing speculation that Ukraine will soon launch its spring counteroffensive. Meanwhile, Rafael Grossi, the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, arrived at the Zaporizhia nuclear power station, currently held by Russia, calling for a deal to protect the plant. America's Senate repealed two resolutions that authorized the country's invasions of Iraq in 1991 and 2003. In particular, the 2002 authorization for the use of military force, in effect, handed broad war powers to the president. It was later used to justify airstrikes against Islamic State and a lethal drone strike on an Iranian commander. The bill must next clear the House of Representatives. After 3 days of fractious negotiations, Germany's ruling coalition hashed out a new set of policies on climate protection and infrastructure investment. The agreement includes a plan to modernize the country's railway network and levy a carbon tax on German trucks. But a ban on oil and gas heaters, hoped for by the Green Party, was shelved, and next year's budget has yet to be agreed upon. China threatened unspecified retaliation if Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, meets with Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker in America. Ms. Tsai is stopping over in New York before moving on to Belize and Guatemala, two of the dwindling number of countries that maintain diplomatic relations with the island. She may meet Mr. McCarthy on her way back. China said a meeting, quote, would harm its sovereignty. It considers Taiwan its own. A group of artificial intelligence experts and Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla, signed an open letter calling for a 6-month halt to AI development. They argue that AI systems should be developed only when their effects are positive. The release of ChatGPT, OpenAI's wildly popular chatbot last year, sparked a race between rival AI labs, which the letter says is now out of control. The government of Serdar Berdimuhamedov, Turkmenistan's president, announced they will spend $5 billion on building a new city in honor of his predecessor, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, who also happens to be his father. Named Arkadag, or Protector, a title of the older Berdimuhamedov, its architects are unlikely to spare any expense. They are under strict instructions to get Arkadag into the Guinness Book of Records. And fact of the day, 77 kilograms, the amount of rice the average Asian consumes a year, according to the UN. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app, or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.